Hello guys, welcome to our podcast. My name is Nico and I'm today's host. We will be discussing about the series Dark with some interesting facts about the series. And today, together with Georgie, he's the one joining me.
Thank you, Nico. My name is Georgie, like you said, and I'm really excited of the discussion about the series Dark. So first of all, you have to say that the series went international, also German series are usually not rated well. The people even compare it to the Hollywood series like Stranger Things. And to be compared to Stranger Things is very impressive, right, Nico?
Yes, of course. I mean, if you include the fact that Stranger Things is always on the number one spot when it brings a new season out, it's really fascinating. But it's not the only series that Dark is compared with. Series like Money Heist, Umbrella Academy, Sex Education, 30 Reasons Why are also some other series that Dark is compared with. And now let's talk about the background of the series. It's the first German Netflix original series, so it's a series produced by Netflix in Germany. We'll come to that later. Yeah, it's a thriller created by Goran Bo Odar and Jante Friese.
That's right. Here are also a few interesting facts about the series Dark. So first of all the series Dark plays in the city Winden, a city in West Germany. The show is known for its complexity and it has multiple timelines. In addition to that, it also has lots of plot twists as well, very many plot twists. All in all, the series Dark revolves around the concept of time travel and exploring its consequences.
Exactly. The series explores the existential implications of time and its effect on human nature. It's also very fascinating because it has no dip in quality. That means that the season is interesting in every episode. You know how you don't want to close, to stop watching the series, and you always say, I want to watch another episode, I want to watch another episode all the time, and you can't get off. The story world is very complex. It can be described as grouping, because of time travel, it has some family secrets, complexity of human nature, and the atmosphere has dense forest, caves, a nuclear power plant. Well, the cave is very important because through the cave, the characters who are able and know about it, who are able to time travel, do it through the cave. But then the town itself seems to be trapped in a cycle of events between super past and present. So the people from the present travel back to the past and super past, and that is the connection between those.
I completely agree about that. Winden's story world can be described as sinister and claustrophobic.
Exactly. Now we have some dystopian aspects. You can see that there are moments where the characters realize their actions in the past can change the future and present dramatically. So the characters try to undo some things that happened in the past that keep the cycle of events, in order to stop it, because that's the story world. And on the other hand, you have the idea of utopian elements where time travel could potentially be used for greater good, allowing people to correct past mistakes, and that's the reason why this time travel existed in the first place, because someone tried to undo the past accident, and that's why he created this time travel thing.
Absolutely, Nico. I would say the same thing. Now let's talk about the main characters in the movie. So first of all, I would talk about the protagonist and the antagonist of the show named Jonas Kahnwald. So Jonas Kahnwald had lots of character development experience, right? Actually, he's a very likable character, and it's amazing that in the beginning of the show, he was some guy with personal family problems. But later on, he becomes an extremely complex and philosophical character. You can even consider him as a round character. And then there comes another character, Malte Nielsen, his lover, Jonas' lover. Malte is a typical teenage girl who is in love with Jonas, but you can say that the relationship between them is really complicated. Aside from that, she's written like Jonas. In the beginning, a teen girl, but later on, she becomes really complex.
Well, that's a great job putting it together, but we should not forget Ulrich Nielsen, the police officer and father of Martha. But an interesting fact here is that he is not a normal character. At the start, he seems to be quite normal. He has a job, he has kids, a wife. But later on, as the story progresses, we see the mistakes he makes by cheating on his wife multiple times. Also trying to kill a child, even though, some of you might relate to that, in that situation. On and on, you can say that he's a rounded character, who goes through lots of struggle.
Indeed. I think you're absolutely right, but you can also say that I personally don't like Ulrich Nielsen, because, I mean, how can you like a person like him? Sure, he had his reasons, and but that's not a justification, right? I think the way his character ended, and I won't spoil it, but I found it very good and justified. Well, since we are talking about the characters, you cannot forget Mikkel, right? Mikkel Nielsen is Jonas' father and Ulrich Nielsen's son. So he is the main victim of the time travel aspect. As a kid, Mikkel is an innocent character and likable, but his fate and journey makes him very complex. Even so, his screen time is limited in the series, his impact of the story is very significant. All in all, Mikkel is a static character, but it is important to know that his impact on other characters and their development.
Like I mentioned before, we have the super past, the past, and the present. The super past takes place in the year 1953. In the first season of the series, it's not that relevant. But the other two years are relevant. And 1986 is the past, and the present is 2019. So, like you mentioned, Mikkel is a very important character, because at the start of the series, there are two main events happening. The father of Jonas kills himself, and we don't really get to know why, which is very important, because why would someone kill himself with no reasons? So you're really interesting in knowing that. But the connections are starting to appear later on and become clear. So basically what happened is that Mikkel goes missing at the start of this series. He goes into the cave, comes out, and the first thing he notices is that no one is there, like he left them. He goes back to the town, and it's very different. Yeah, right? So Mikkel changes his name to Michael, and gets to know Jonas' mother, marries her, and has Jonas. So that's how something happening in the first three season, where you see that through the time travel, the complexities start to rise. In the 2019, Michael goes missing. He is just a normal child at the beginning, but he time travels to the past and grows to be Jonah's father. I mean, is it not fascinating?
I know, right? I was really shocked in the moment, so I know we shouldn't spoil that much because here are some listeners who didn't watch the movie, the series. But I have to mention that, I mean, you didn't forget that how Mikkel went missing, right? The point is that Mikkel went missing, but he got kidnapped by the future Jonas because if he wouldn't time travel in the 33 years back, and Jonas wouldn't be born, right? Because the loop has to be keeping there. And also, I watched lots of movies and series with many plot twists, but it was something else. So, in my opinion, Dark is a masterpiece, and I would recommend to people who love complex shows where require attention to the details and details. In addition to that, when you like movies with lots of plot twists, I will guarantee you that you will love it. But on the other hand, when you like actions every minute, like my Marvel movie with lots of superheroes, then it's not for you. So the series Dark require lots of patience till it gets interesting.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, it's so complex and you have to keep focused all the time. Like, it's not a movie, it's not a series that you can watch with your friends being around there. You need fully to focus on watching it because, for example, in my case, I had to go back some minutes sometimes just to understand what is really happening here. Because it gets a lot complicated, right? Well, I think that's all for me. Thank you for having you here, Georgie. Do you want to say something? Do you want to have the last word?
Yes, of course. Because, like I said, the series, it's not a series you can run alongside, right? Very complex plot that you can only understand with a lot of thinking and paying attention. But it has a great storyline, dark, and it's often confusing as well. So, actually, I'm not a fan of German films and series, but the story is pretty decent for a Germany. And also, I have to thank you, because I found it really entertaining to discuss the series with you. And to the listeners, I hope we entertained you and possibly motivated or even convinced you to watch the series.
Yes, definitely. Go watch the series. It's very good. Thank you.